In examining the painting Illawarra Flame Tree and Boabot by Salvatore Zofria, one cannot help but first notice the vibrant interplay of colors and forms that create a dreamlike yet grounded atmosphere. As you observe the artwork, take a moment to really engage with the visual components present. You might start by marveling at the bold orange blossoms of the Illawarra Flame Tree, which burst forth against a serene blue background. The organic shapes formed by the flowers are intertwined with the straight, dark lines of the branches, which guide your eye throughout the painting. The resulting composition invites contemplation, urging viewers to explore not just the scene before them but also their personal connections to nature. Let's dive deeper into specific elements of art, particularly color, line, and space, each playing a vital role in the painting's overall impact. Beginning with color, the palette is dominated by vibrant oranges and cool blues. The bright orange of the flowers radiates warmth, capturing sunlight and evoking feelings of joy and vitality. On the flip side, the blues of the background provide a sense of tranquility, grounding the composition and preventing it from feeling overwhelmingly bright. This juxtaposition of warm and cool colors creates a wonderful balance. It engages the viewer's emotions and elicits an appreciation for the beauty of nature. Have you ever noticed how colors can affect your mood? This painting exemplifies that idea by using color theory effectively. The oranges and blues are complementary, enhancing each other's intensity and creating a striking visual experience. Next, let's consider the use of line in this artwork. The lines in Zofria's painting can be categorized as both organic and geometric. The organic lines of the branches and flowers, with their flowing, curving forms, create a soft and inviting quality. These lines lead the viewer's eye in a gentle flow through the piece, which is vital for maintaining a sense of harmony. In contrast, the dark, straight lines of the tree's branches offer a more rigid structure, grounding the softer elements of the flowers. How do you think these different types of lines interact to guide your experience as a viewer? This interplay fosters a dynamic balance, inviting exploration while providing structure. The aspect of space also merits attention. The arrangement of both positive and negative spaces contributes significantly to the overall composition. In Illawarra Flame Tree and Boabot, the Boabot, with its dark blue plumage, occupies a significant positive space, allowing it to stand out yet also blend in with the flora. The surrounding negative space, defined by the blue sky, emphasizes the richness of the tree and the bird, creating an air of openness that invites breathing room. This thoughtful use of space enables the viewer to shift focus effortlessly between the highlights of the tree's blossoms and the intricacies of the Boabot's form. Transitioning to the principles of design, the balance and harmony in Zofria's work is particularly striking. The artwork achieves an asymmetrical balance, which gives it a sense of movement while maintaining visual stability. The vibrant flowers on one side contrast the more subdued bird and branches on the other, creating a delightful tension that captures the viewer's attention. This balance allows for a more organic arrangement, which reflects the natural world the painting seeks to portray. In terms of harmony, one can see how the recurring colors and organic shapes create a cohesive sense throughout the artwork. The vibrant orange of the blossoms not only draws the eye but also connects with the Boabot's deep blue hues, forming a visual dialogue between elements. This interaction enhances the emotional response to the painting, provoking thoughts about nature, beauty, and our relationship with both. Now, let's discuss the emphasis within the composition. The Boabot serves as the focal point of the artwork. Its rich blue feathers pop against the multitude of blossoms, drawing the viewer's eye immediately. But what makes this focal point even more engaging is how it is beautifully framed by the surrounding flowers and branches. The details of the bird, emphasized through the use of color and placement, invite moments of quiet reflection. Are there deeper narratives at play with this focus on the Boabot and its natural habitat? As we weave these elements and principles together, it's clear that they work in tandem to convey a deeper meaning. The vibrant colors, dynamic lines, and thoughtful use of space culminate in a rich tapestry that highlights the beauty of nature and its inhabitants. Sofria's painting does not merely represent a scene. It captures the essence of life, encouraging viewers to find joy and appreciation in the world around them. In conclusion, the overall impact of Sofria's Illawarra Flame Tree and Boabud reveals a masterful blend of elements and design principles that evoke both emotional responses and thoughtful reflection. The harmonious balance of color, line, and space interacts beautifully, conveying the artist's intent to immerse viewers in a natural sanctuary. As you walk away from the painting, consider how it resonates with your own experiences and feelings toward nature. How does this piece inspire you to view your environment differently? Ultimately, Sofria's work serves not only as a visual feast but also as a call to reconnect with nature and appreciate its beauty in all its complexity. As we have examined, the interaction between elements such as color, line, and space, combined with principles like balance and emphasis, comes together to create an artwork that resonates on multiple levels. The painting captures not just the aesthetics of the Illawarra Flame Tree and Boabud but also encapsulates a deeper narrative about life, belonging, and the interconnectedness of all living things. Art like Sofria's encourages dialogue and reflection about our role within the broader ecosystem. Each element carefully chosen contributes to a sense of wonder, prompting questions about our surroundings and our responsibilities as stewards of the natural world. As you ponder the significance of this painting, consider how it can inspire you to cultivate a greater awareness and appreciation of the beauty that exists in your daily life. What insights might you carry forward, and how could they shape the way you engage with both art and the environment around you?